Nice to have you with us on this Wednesday. Good morning. I'm Jim O'Hara with a check of news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. The flooding Mississippi River has crested this week here in the Quad Cities at just over 20 feet.
The Mississippi River is returning to its banks after cresting, and with that crest comes a collective sigh of relief from residents in Davenport. Nicole Gleason is the Assistant City Administrator and Director of Public Works for the city. She says the flooding came at an interesting time.
More traditionally, we see the flooding more like in April as it relates to snowmelt and then spring rain on top of snowmelt. But in this case, it was just 100% rain-driven.
Rain-driven flooding is harder to predict than flooding from snowmelt, an information gap that limits the time cities like Davenport have to respond to floods. Gleason says barriers will stay up until the river descends below 18 feet. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
In sports, this morning at 11 in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever will take on the Washington Mystics. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today mostly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. High near 85. Overnight mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers mainly before 10 p.m. with a low around 64. For Thursday, mostly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 83. On Think, three-quarters of everything on the American plate is shipped and refrigerated. But just a century ago, we relied on local butchers and farmers. How refrigeration has completely changed how we eat. That's today at noon on Think.